Amen, amen, amen.
I just hope that at Maariv, Friday night, Shabbos, that some kid doesn't come in and throw up all over the floor.
Yes.
That happens up there. That's happened at the Gra a couple times. I don't daven Maariv Motzei Purim there anymore. I can't handle it.
I just mentioned in the shiur yesterday, I gave a shiur on Shabbos afternoon about the halachas of Purim, which are on a Friday. And one of the important halachas that one needs to know is if one does get shikha, even if one is, that there are basically three levels of being shikha. One is that you're completely so shikha, you have no idea what you're doing. Then you have a halachic status of a shaita. But even if you haven't got that far, it's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Eina yachal ledaber b'fnei hamelech. You can't speak coherently to an Adam Chashuv. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you do that, your tefillah is a toyeva. And Mishnah Berurah says it's like being oved avodah zarah. It's that severe. So one has to be very, very careful. Like you said,
especially Erev Shabbos, because
right.
Friday night's a serious davening. If people come in and they're drunk, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant. I'm just wondering, did Rav Kornfeld give a share at all in the shul about the halachas of Purim on Friday?
He spoke about it Shabbos afternoon.
What did he say about when you should start the Suda? Did he say you should begin before Chatzos, Lechatchila?
He said Lechatchila before Chatzos, to begin, not to finish. He says, but there's a tzad to say as long as you start before 9 hours.
Right.
But he also spoke about the fact that if your Suda goes on and Shabbos comes in, you have to stop.
Yeah.
Spread out a tablecloth and make kiddush.
Yes, I spoke about that. I'm sure he mentioned as well. The Mishnah Berurah does say at the end of the day that it's not lechatchila to do that as well.
And, right.
There's no necessity for it. There's no. If you start your Suda, if you start before Chatzos, that means you're beginning at about 11:45. Even if you begin afterwards, there's no real reason why you should go on until 5:30 at night.
My plan is, Amir Tashem, is to have the Suda finish the Suda and get to Mincha Gedola. That's what I want to do, because otherwise it's going to be an Achila Gasa Friday night.
Right, it's very hard to go Suda. Okay. Right, let's begin straight away. Let's go from the Gemara, the bottom of Chof Aleph Omed Aleph. These lines actually we have learned already, but let's review them. Says the Gemara, Va'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Has hispalel v'nichnas lebeis haknesses. If somebody has already davened, you mustn't make a mistake about this, somebody has already davened, umotzo tzibur shem hispalelim, and when he comes to shul, he finds that the tzibur are davening, im yochel lechadesh bo davor, if he's able to be mechadesh something, as we saw in Shulchan Aruch, it means add something to one of the bakoshes, then yachzer be yispalel. So then indeed, that's what he should do. He should daven again. Ve'im lav, al yachzer be yispalel. If he's unable, then once he's davened, you can't daven twice. Now, the truth is, we've already mentioned that. Because if you remember, in the very last sugya, the Gemara said that if you began davening, and then in the middle of your Shemoneh Esra, you all of a sudden remember that one second, I've actually davened already, that you stop there and then. So the principle of essentially not davening twice, we have already been taught. So why are we being taught again? It says the Gemara on the bottom line, v'tzricha. De'iyash me'inon kamaisa. Because if I would only know the first memra, then I would say that maybe in this case it's different. Why? Because I would have said, the hani mili yochid v'yochid. That's only when the first time round you davened, you were a yochid. When you began davening again, you are once again a yochid. Therefore, your Shmoneh Esra now is not adding anything. It was b'yechidus first time round, and it's b'yechidus second time round. Alternatively, oy tzibur v'tzibur. Or the first time round, you were in a minyan, and now you're also in a minyan. So again, your second Shmoneh Esra is not adding anything. Avol yochid legabe tzibur. What happens if you're comparing a yochid to a tzibur, meaning first time round, you davened as a yochid. Then you came to shul, and you are now finding yourself betzibur. So I might have thought that at its command, lo itzoli domi, it's basically considered as if you haven't davened. A yochid versus a tzibur, it's as if you haven't davened, meaning you definitely cannot consider that you've got the maila of tefillah betzibur, because you never davened betzibur. So therefore, I would have been excused for thinking that even though you've davened once, but maybe you should daven again. Komash malom, no. So therefore, it really is a chidush. That's why I need to be told again that even if you come to shul, meaning first time round you daven be a chidush, second time round it is betzibur, nonetheless, you do not daven again. That's the chidush of the second brisa. So what's the chidush of the first? V'yashminon hocha. And if I would only know the second one, then I would say, fine, that's mishum d'loyaschil. That's because I haven't yet begun. We're talking about he comes into shul, and the brisa says, don't begin davening. But in the very first case, al hosam da'aschil bo. But over there, remember, in the first case, we're talking about he's in the middle of davening. So I would have been excused for thinking, maybe emaloi, maybe the halacha would be different there. Once you've begun, maybe indeed you should carry on. So that's why it's tzrich. I need to be told that in both directions, these brises are chidushim. Number one, even if you're in the middle of davening, which means you've actually started, but if you realize you've davened already, you stop there and then. Chidush number one. Chidush number two is even if you daven first time round, be a chidush, and now it's with a tzibur, and therefore this is a little bit of an upgrade. I might be able to gain now what I did not have first time round. Still, you do not daven again. You do not daven again. Unless you can be mechadesh b'dovor. But remember, we saw last week that the poskim are not very happy with this whole concept of being mechadesh b'dovor. And basically, the way we emerged is that only if you have a genuine suffix and you're not sure whether you've davened, so then you should make a tanai, be mechadesh b'dovor, etc., etc., etc. But we don't volunteer shmona esrus. So unless you have a reason, a halachic reason to do so, because there is some suffix with your first shmona esra, you do not donate, you do not volunteer an extra shmona esra. Okay, so that is the Gemara that we've learned already. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebei Sakneses. If somebody comes into a shul, Umotza Tzibur Shemispalalin. Now, here we're talking about where the person himself has not yet davened, as opposed to the first price, so where you have already davened. And now we were told you shouldn't daven again. Here we're talking about a person who came late to shul, so he has not davened. Anichnas Lebeis HaKnesses Umotza Tzibur Shemispalalin. And he finds that the Tzibur are mispalalim. So he's late. So the question is, should he now join them? Now, why would he want to join them? To gain the mile of tefillah b'tzibur. Wants to daven with the tzibur. What's the problem? The problem, on the other hand, is because they have already started, so it may well mean that what? That if he joins them late, he might miss very important parts of Chazaras HaShatz, whether it's Kedusha or Moedim, or whatever it may be, and that's going to be the question, he's going to miss it. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, the person comes into the shul, Umotza Tzibur Shemispalalim, and he finds that the Tzibur are davening. So it depends. There's two opinions. Im Yochel Lahaschil, if he is able to begin davening, v'ligmor, and to finish the whole Shmoneh Esra, ad, until such point, shelo yagia shliach tzibur lemoidim, then yispalo. But v'im lav, al yispalo. So the Gemara has not explained why this should be the case, but for some reason, we do not want him to be in the middle of Shmoneh Esra when the chazan gets up to Moedim. He cannot, for some reason, miss Moedim. We don't yet know why. By the way, for whatever reason that we don't want him to miss Moedim, we will obviously also have to discuss a different case. What would be when he's not late, but he just happens to daven a very long Shmoneh Esrei? So you're davening a very long Shmoneh Esrei, or you're in a tzibur where they daven very quickly. So you're in the middle of davening, and they begin Chazaras Hashatz. The Shliach Tzibur is racing through, and he gets up to Moedim, and you're still in the middle of davening. The Gemara doesn't talk about that case. So we'll have to know, what do we do then? But either way, here we're talking about a case where you can avoid the problem, because don't begin davening. Unless you can daven and finish before the chazan reaches Moedim. That's opinion number one of the Tanakama of Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, Rival, who's Rival? Rav Yeshua ben Levi Omar, that no. In Yochai Lahaschil Veligmar, if he's able to begin and finish Ad Shelo Yagia Shliach Tzibur LeKedusha Yispalel Vimlav Al Yispalel. So the cutoff point is not when the Chazan will get to Moedim, it's Kedusha, which obviously means Rabbi Shua ben Levi is being Machmeh because he's giving you less time.
So he would have been very comfortable in the Gra.
He would feel.
He would have been.
Why is that?
Because we don't daven fast.
Okay, good for you. Rabbi Brevda used to say, I think it was Rabbi Brevda, there's some minyanim, they daven so fast, they're so particular to finish early, that they don't even give aliyahs to those people who have two names. In order to gain time.
That's good.
I think maybe I'm not sure if it's Rabbi Brevda. I think my father maybe told me that.
I've been in shuls like that.
I'll call upon it often. So we have two major junctures over here. Either Kedusha, which is the second opinion of Shrub and Levi, or Rav Huna, who says, no, it all depends on Moedim. Now, what's going on? Let's see Rashi. Rashi is the second Rashi on the Omud. Says Rashi, Rav Huna Sovar. Rav Huna says, Yochail, Yochid, you know what, actually, sorry, let's press pause. Before we see the Rashi, let's just continue two more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Says the Gemara, B'mai k'miflegi. What is the Machlokes all about? Rabbi Shua ben Levi seems to be very concerned that we don't want you to miss Kedusha. And yet, the first opinion of Huna doesn't seem to be concerned with that. Why not? Says the Gemara, B'maikom Miflegi, what is the argument all about? Mar Sovar. One opinion holds Yochid Oimer Kedusha, Umar Sovar, Ein Yochid Oimer Kedusha. If we know there are various parts of davening that can only be said Ba'asara, 10 people. By the way, just before this shiur began, I have my daily morning telephone chavrusa with Bernard Bloch. Now, Bernard Bloch tells me this morning that he davened in the Gros Shul yesterday, in the Netz Minyan, and Rav Kornfeld was very machmir that there should be 10 people on the bima for Kriyas Shabbos Zocher.
He spoke about that's a minhag. He told us about that.
In other words, Zohar, the discussion whether it needs Asara, but if it does, the way that the Grah Bima is designed is it has basically half walls that go around it, and therefore that might be considered, therefore, a separate Rishus, such that even if you have 10 people in the Shul, but that's not called Kriya Zohar, but Asara, because they're in a different Rishus. So he told me that for that reason, he was Machmed that you should have 10 people on the Bima at the time.
We had a large turnout. We had a large turnout Shabbos, the second video, And there were a lot of people there. It's a good thing people have been vaccinated, because there we were not two meters by any stretch of the imagination. And there were a lot of individuals up there on the bima.
Oh, I see, on the bima, right.
Yeah, there were, well, in the shul as well. But there were just a lot of people there.
Yeah, here too, Shabbat Zohar as well.
Yeah.
I'll call Pony Ba'ifan. So we have various parts of davening, which we call Dvorim Shabbat Kedusha. Vein Dova Shabbat Kedusha Ela Ba'asara. You need 10 people to recite Dova Shabbat Kedusha. Not everything, by the way, is Dova Shabbat Kedusha. Technically, if you want to lay in Megillah this week and you're at home by yourself without a minion, that's 100% fine. Obviously, there's a wonderful Inyan. The more people, the better. It's Pirsumi Nissa. But you can say Megillah even with less than 10 people. You cannot say, for example, Kriya Satira without 10. So here comes the big question. What about Kedusha? If you hold that Kedusha needs a minion and you cannot say it unless you have a minion. So therefore, this particular individual, he's going to be in Shmoneh Esra. So he will not be able to say Kedusha whilst in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, obviously. But will he be able to say Kedusha afterwards by himself? So if you hold that even a Yochid can say Kedusha, then we have no concern whatsoever if he'll miss Kedusha with the Tzibur, because he can always say it by himself afterwards. But if you hold that a Yochid cannot say Kedusha, well, then he's going to be very stuck. Because if he's busy davening Shmoneh Esra when the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, he will not be able to say Kedusha, interrupt his Shmoneh Esra. So he will miss it first time round. And when he's finished Shmoneh Esra, he won't be able to say it there either, because he's a Yochid. So that's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that he's got to calculate, will he finish Shmoneh Esra by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha? Because clearly Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that a Yochid cannot say Kedusha. The first opinion didn't seem to be concerned about that. Rav Huna, as far as he was concerned, it all depended on Moedi, and we have to see why. But why was he not concerned about Kedusha? It would seem to me that Rav Huna is of the opinion that even a Yochid can say Kedusha. So therefore, it's of no concern if he misses saying it together with the Chazan and the rest of the Tzibur. He can always say it afterwards by himself. Now let's see Rashi. The second Rashi. Rav Huna Sova, Yochid. Now these next three words should be put in parenthesis. The other Girsois that take out these words. Take out the words Hamispalel im Hatzibur. Take out those words and now read the Rashi accordingly. Yochid, this is Rav Huna, Yochid Oimer Kodesh. Rav Huna is of the opinion that a Yochid is allowed to say Kedusha. And therefore, he does not need to be makpid to reach Kedusha with a Tzibur, because he can always say it afterwards. Hilkoch, therefore, Im Loi Gomar. Therefore, even if he did not finish his Shmoneh Esra, Shelo Yagia Shatz LeKadosh, Less Lon Ba. It is no problem. Less Lon Ba means we have no issue with that. No problem. He's missed it with a Tzibur. But according to Rav Huna, he can say it by himself afterwards. So therefore, you're never in a situation of when you're going to lose out Kedusha. Because worse comes to worse, you say it by yourself afterwards. So now, the obvious question that needs to be asked, and Rashi now asks this, is, okay, so if Rav Huna is not concerned about Kedusha, for reasons we just mentioned, because you can always say Kedusha by yourself afterwards, so why is he concerned with Maidin? Says Rashi, Avul Maidin. Why is Rav Huna indeed concerned about Moedim? He's not concerned about Kedusha. He says, Kedusha you can say by yourself. So what about Moedim? What, Moedim you can't say by yourself? Aval moidim. Afal pisha yochid oimer moidim. Even though there's no problem, a yochid can say moidim. So for that can't be the reason why we have concern that he's got to be together with a tzibur for moidim. You don't need a tzibur for moidim. So what is the problem? Avol moidim, afal pisha yochid oimer moidim, but im einoi oimra ima tzibur. If he does not say moidim with a tzibur, then we have a different problem. What's the problem of not saying moidim with a tzibur? The problem is not that, oh no, you're going to miss it out. You're not going to miss it. You can say moidim even without a tzibur. The problem is, if he doesn't say moidim with a tzibur, haroya, if somebody sees es kulam koirim, if somebody sees everybody bowing down, vehu einoi koireya. But he is not being koireya. So nira, it would appear, kakoifer. It sounds like he's denying the existence, b'mi, in whom, shechaveirov mishtachavim loy. It seems to me that he denies the existence of the one that all his friends are bowing down to. So if I walk into a shul, I don't know who's in the middle of Shemona Esra. I see everybody standing up, everybody bowing down to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, except one person. So what does that look like? They're all bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's one who isn't. So clearly he doesn't hold of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Chas V'Shalom. So that's what Rav Huna is concerned about. We don't want a situation in which everybody is bowing down and he is not. So that's why Rav Huna says, you've got to calculate, will you be able to finish your Shmoneh Esrei by the time it gets to Moedim? Now, as I mentioned before, we're going to have the exact same question, even if somebody does not come late. You come on time to davening, but you're davening a lengthy Shmoneh Esrei, and you're still in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei when the chazan says moedim. So the maaseh, you have the same problem over here. You have the exact same problem. Again, nobody knows who the fact that I'm davening, or the fact that I'm davening a lengthy Shmoneh Esrei. All they see is everybody bowing down, and I'm just doing my own thing. I'm not bowing down. So what do you have to do? So we'll have to see that Be'ezus Hashem in the halacha when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, there is obviously, and the Gemara is going to point this out in a minute, there is obviously a huge assumption that the Gemara is making in this entire sugya. And what is that assumption? The assumption that the Gemara is making is that if you are in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, you cannot interrupt, either for Moedim or for Kedusha. If you could interrupt, then the whole Gemara is a non-starter. Wherever you're up to, just say to Kedusha or just say Moedim, what's the problem? So obviously this entire Gemara is predicated on the assumption that if you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you cannot interrupt to say Kedusha. And you cannot interrupt to say Moedim. Therefore, we run into all these shailas. Does it matter if you don't say Kedusha? Does it matter if you don't say Moedim? The Gemara will point this out. But let's see the Gemara now.
Rabbi, a quick question. So the Rav said to take out Hamaspal Alimatzibor? In the Rashi?
Yes.
Because for me, when I learned the Rashi, it helped me. Because the Brisa before is talking about a Yachid, but that's a Yachid at home. Or without a Tzibor, where in this Brisa, it's a Yachid who is dominating with a Tzibor, just happens to be in a different place.
Now he's with a Tzibor. So when Rav Huna says he's allowed to say Kedusha, what does that mean he's allowed to say Kedusha? When's he allowed to say it? Rav Huna says, I'm not concerned if he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and everybody's saying Kedusha. Why? Because he can always say it afterwards by himself. But when he says it afterwards by himself, he's not with the Tzibur. That's why these words of Hamispal Lamatsibo don't make sense. Unless the way you read Rashi is as follows. Yochid Hamispal Lamatsibo when? Now.
When the Kehillah says it.
Right. So that's how you could learn Rashi. Yochid Hamispal Lamatsibo. For Yochid is currently davening with a Tzibur. Then Omer Kodosh afterwards. You've got to add a word. Omer Kodosh afterwards by himself. Yeah, that's the way the Rashi could be read. Okay, says the Gemara. V'chein Omar Rav Ada Ba'ava. Rav Ada Ba'ava seems to support the opinion of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yeshua ben Levi said that what? That a yochid can't say Kedusha. Says the Gemara, V'chein Omar Rav Ada Ba'ava. Rav Ada Ba'ava says exactly the same thing, that a yochid cannot say kedusha. Minayin she'en ha-yochid eim ha-kedusha. How do I know that a yochid cannot say kedusha? Which is exactly the opinion of Rav Shua ben Levi. So he learned it from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Shenemar v'nikdashti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will become sanctified, b'toich b'nei Yisrael, amongst b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean, amongst b'nei Yisrael? Says the Gemara, what does that teach us? Kol dovo shebikdusha, v'nikdashti, I will become sanctified. Any dovo shebikdusha, loy yehei pochois me'asoro. Should never be less than 10 people. Why? My mashma. What is the implication? Where do you see in that posuk anything about 10? It says, b'toich b'nei Yisrael, that's true, but it doesn't say anything about 10 people. Says the Gemara, d'toni Ravnoi. Ravnoi taught us the achvader of Chia ba'abo. Asya, we bring toich, quote unquote, toich, quote unquote. We have a gzeira shava, toich, toich. What's the gzeira shava of toich, toich? Ksiv hocha, on the one hand, it is written over here, v'niktashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. So the word toich is written over here. The ksiv hosam is written over there in the parasha of Korach. Ibadlu metoich ha'eda hazois. You should separate from amongst this eda. Remember, Klal Yisrael were told, remove yourself from Korach and his group, because otherwise you'll be swallowed up in the ground with them. Now, how many people were they? Chazal say they were 10. And it uses the word there, toich. It says, Ibadlu metoich ha'eda hazois. Ma lahalom asara, just like over there in Korach there were 10 people, Afkan, so too over here when it says v'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, that's also asara. So here we get the world famous rule, a dova shebikdusha can only be said by asara. Like we said, it's a discussion, what's considered a dova shebikdusha. So Kriyas HaTorah clearly is, Kriyas HaMegillah clearly is not. Kedusha is the machloikus in the Gemara, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, Udekule alma miha, mias, at least, mias means at least we see that everybody agrees on one point, and this is the point that we mentioned before. Even though this seems to be a whopping machlekes about Kedusha, and is it Kedusha that's the cutoff point? Is it Moedim that's the cutoff point? That's true, that's all a subject of debate. And there they disagree. But there's one point that they clearly do agree. And what's that? Everybody seems to agree that Mifsek Loi Posik. You obviously cannot interrupt your Shmoneh Esra to say Kedusha Umoidim. If you could interrupt, then what's the Gemara busy discussing? Why are we concerned if you miss Moidim or if you miss Kedusha? You're not going to miss anything. So clearly we see in the Gemara that you cannot interrupt your Shmoneh Esra to say Kedusha. Look at Rashi. Mifsik loy posik, he's not allowed to interrupt. Tfilasai, he cannot interrupt his tfilah lekedusha, la'anois imat tzibur, to respond together with a tzibur, v'chein b'moedim. V'chein b'moedim. Says the Gemara, ibo elohu. Says the Gemara in conclusion, let's try and reach to the two dots today. Are you allowed to be mafsik your Shmoneh Esra? What's that? That is, of course, the Hebrew for Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach. We just now said that you cannot interrupt your Shmoneh Esra clearly either for Moedim or for Kedusha. That's quite clear in the Sugya. What about to say Amen, Yehi Shmei Rabo? Says the Gemara, Mahu lahafsik liyei Shmei Agodim Mevoirach. A big question. The Gemara says, Ki osa Rav Dimi Yomer Rav Yehuda. When Rav Dimi came, Veresh Shimon, Talmidei de Rabbi Yechanan, Omri, they said, La'koil ein mafsikin. They said, for absolutely everything, you are not allowed to be mafsik. Your Shmoneh Esra, chutz min yehei Shmoi Hagodol Mavoira. So according to this opinion, yes, Omein Yehei Shmei Rabbah would be the exception to the rule. The rule is you're not mafsik for anything. Yehei Shmei Rabbah would be the exception. Sha'afilu oisik b'maisa merkova poisik. Even if somebody's being oisik b'maisa merkova. What's the maisa merkova? As we know, very deep Kabbalistic parashiyos that deal with malachim and very, very deep issues. However important that is, you would be mafsik to say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabo. Says the Gemara, three very important life-changing words. V'les hilchasa kevosei. Says the Gemara, I'm afraid to say we do not paskan that. The halacha is not so. And the halacha is you are not mafsik for Shmoneh Esra, the middle of Shmoneh Esra, for anything whatsoever. Not for Kedusha, not for Moedim, not for Yemei Shmei Rabo, nothing at all. By the way, there's a discussion. What do you do if you're still davening Shmoneh Esra when you get to Birkas Koyanim? And the consensus of the Poskim is, say, you don't interrupt, you just keep on going. Now, there's a very, very, very big question, which we will not have time to look at today, but as a Hashem, we will see in his long Tosfos tomorrow. And that is, we have only discussed being mafsik Shmoneh Esra to say Kedusha, or to say Moedim, or to say Yehi Shmei Rabo. So the $64 million question is, what happens if I'm not going to be mafsik? Fine, the Gemara's conclusion is, we paskin that you're never mafsik. But can I? And should I at least perhaps stop and listen? This is an extremely important question. This happens every single day. In every shul you go to, there are always those people who daven Shmoneh Esra, a lengthy Shmoneh Esra. The chances are they'll still be in the middle of their Shmoneh Esra when the chazan says Kedusha. So that we agree, that if he's in the middle of his Shmoneh Esra, he does not say Kedusha. He does not say Kedusha. He's not allowed to be mafsik. The question is he at least allowed to just pause in his Shmoneh Esra and just listen? May he, and can he, and should he?
In the long Tosfos, so are we going to do the part, the long Yerushalmi also, or should we skip that?
The Yerushalmi is at the end.
About halfway down, it's the first word on the line is Yerushalmi.
Yes, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, so I'm not sure yet. I'll have a look. But either way, Be'ez Hashem will start this, and we will also see Be'ez Hashem, the relevant halacha in Shmoneh Esrei in the Shulchan Aruch as well.
Regarding what Rav Kornfeld held, he said, told us that since the Gra held this way about having 10 up there on the Bima, he said, since we are Kehila Sagra, that's why we should follow it.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Fine.